What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Focus Driven, the podcast with John Hudson. I am your host, John Hudson, and today, you know, it's a very sad time in America. I've kind of waited on this moment to speak about this, but I had to. You know, today has just been one of those days where, you know, it's going to be said eventually. And since the whole week, people have been in mourning of this sad tragedy, I thought it fit to make it my podcast today. And of course, I'm talking about the late, great, legend, icon, legacy builder himself, Mr. Kobe Bryant. And today I kind of wanted to give a certain spin on the topic today. I know everybody is talking in regards to the tragic, you know, death that happened with him and his daughter, Gigi. But I kind of wanted to bring some light. I kind of wanted to bring some hope and still some encouragement, some positivity to this. And, you know, what better way to do that than to talk about this guy in such a way that it leaves a positive effect on everybody's life? Because I believe, you know, as I've heard many times before, nothing just happens. From a spiritual perspective of all of this, we know Kobe Bryant was well known both on and off the court for the things that he did with basketball. But from a, I guess, a spiritual perspective, you know, if this was God's plan to take him, he lived a life of honor, respect, love for his family. And he gave his heart and soul to a game where we hoped it left an influence on not only this generation, but the next. And it actually did. And today I want to talk about him. I want to just share, you know, I'm from Kansas City, and me and him are the same age. You know, unfortunately, I will be 42 in less than 20 days. And to see that he passed last Sunday was something that I would never thought have happened. To see this young man go the way that he went. But nevertheless, God had a plan, and he's in heaven with all the angels professing his love to our Father. So that's the way that I want to perceive him. That's the way I want to believe that he is right now. And I wanted to talk about him today to kind of express and conversate about his legacy, what he's done for the NBA, what he's done for youth, what he's done for the girls in the youth for basketball. He's been quite the patriot for spreading the game and taking it to another level and transcending it. Not just making it important for men, but making it go further for even women. So let me just say this. I want to give you the kind of the statistical person who he is. But Kobe Bryant was born August 23rd, 1978 in Philadelphia. His height was 6'7", weight 210, high school, Lower Merion, Pennsylvania. His achievements and awards go from being selected right out of high school in the 1996 NBA draft, 13th pick overall to the Charlotte Hornets. Draft rights was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers in 1996. Became the youngest player ever to play in the NBA in the game of November 3rd, 1996. In 1997, NBA Slam Dunk Champion. 11-time NBA All-Star. Two-time NBA Star Game MVP, 10-time All-NBA selection, 8-time NBA All-Defensive selection, 2-time NBA scoring champ, member of the NBA Championship team of 2000, 2001, 2002, 2009, and 2010 seasons. Named NBA MVP in 2007, 2008. Named NBA Finals Most Valuable Player 2009 and 2010. And I also believe he won a few USA gold medals playing for the United States of America. What a accomplishment this man has had. And not only to add, I believe it's 2019, he also wore, he also was awarded a Grammy for a short film that he produced and created. So this guy really is a purest example of what can happen when you really put your mind to do something. Anything is possible to do. Kobe Bryant, I believe, was the type of person that was born to play basketball. There is no doubt in my mind that he knew exactly what he wanted to do from birth. Of course, his dad was an NBA basketball player, Joe Bryant, and he took after his father's footsteps, but he took it to such a level that who would actually know that he would actually help change the game, both not only in the United States, but internationally, but also help transition the game into another dimension for what he was getting ready to do with women's basketball. So people were saying, well, John, how do you know all this information? How does that relate to being focused and being driven? And how does that be, how is all of this kind of compared to what you're about? Let me tell you something. When I was, let's see, 5, 6 years old, my thoughts and actions was very much like Kobe Bryant's. All I wanted to do was play basketball. Everything that I involved myself in was through sports, and basketball was the only thing that I knew and the only thing that I wanted to know. And, you know, people know my story. People know how much I love Michael Jordan, and I emulated and tried to emulate Magic Johnson and some of the other Laker greats that came out during that time in the 80s and in the 90s. But Kobe did it in such a way that it left a mark from his very, very humble, you know, stages of life all the way up until his adulthood. And what I embody as much as what Kobe embodies is his ability and his skill and his talent to be able to focus on one thing and to be able to keep the drive to see and to execute a plan to where it is completed to the fullest. I think that is what made Kobe who he is. People talk about the mama mentality and the things that he did when it came down to clutch time. And you know, you're right. Nobody can teach the killer instinct that he had with a basketball. I believe if there's anybody on the court at the last minute who you want the ball to have, Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, either one of those two would be fit. So when you talk about a person who had an extreme focus both on and off the court, and who also had a drive that was unthinkable, you have to mention Kobe Bryant as being one of the best players, or if not the all-time best player in the world that ever played the game. And you're not just talking to a person who's doing a podcast who don't know about basketball. Bruh, let me tell you something. I know a whole lot about basketball and what people put themselves into. Basketball was my life, and basketball still to this day is my life. I'm very fortunate now to be able to say this, knowing that as like Kobe Bryant, he was teaching his daughter about the game and about the you know, the ins and outs and the do's and don'ts, the pros and the cons on how to learn the game, that I actually have a 12, soon to be 13-year-old son, and I'm doing the same pattern with him. And it's amazing to see, you know, how things, you know, kind of happen the way it happens. First, you know, one thing that I do want to mention is that, you know, Kobe Bryant's daughter was, yeah, she was on her way of probably being a WNBA player. And Kobe was all for that, as you guys see on all the pictures, all the posts, media, Instagram, and the local news and international news. Kobe Bryant had a great relationship with not just Gigi, but with all his daughters and even with his wife, Vanessa. So, you know, my prayers and condolences still to this day goes out to them. And in hopes that, you know, God will honestly, you know, just look over them and have angels watching over them and keeping them in such a way that they will, you know, get healed and hopefully grieve through this process. Words cannot imagine what they're going through right now. Thoughts, emotions. I wouldn't know what to do. But all I can do right now is pray, send up my prayers to them, and be as positive as I can for what they're doing, and how to grieve in the season of their lives. One thing I know for sure is that God is faithful. God is merciful. God is an all powerful, and He is all perfect. So within this process, just knowing that His power and His perfect love can still get and help people get through this season. You know, I also wanted to mention in this podcast that, you know, a lot of times us as people take life for granted. And I'm one of those kind of individuals who don't. I believe if you got one shot at life, you know, make the most of it. Take full advantage of the opportunities, full advantage of meeting with people, communicating with people in such a way that it leaves a positive result. And I believe Kobe Bryant had the same mentality, that he only knew he has one life, and he knew what he wanted to do with his life. And we can, you know, even go further to say that he has made some mistakes and that he wasn't perfect. And that's what makes me even more happier. That the fact that I'm not happy for the situation that happened, but the fact that within his lifetime, he made the decision to not just waste his life. And with all the talks about going on about mental health and depression and mental health disorders, suicide and suicide rate in young people, here we have a great young man who made sure that he lived his life in such a way that it left a very, very positive image and a very positive life, that the fact that he died is just a pillar of something that we wish didn't happen. But within the midst of his life, he made his life count, and he took it to the highest degree of doing whatever he could to help people and to help others be successful and to achieve more than what they thought that they could achieve. And I'm just very fortunate to have known people who have played with Kobe, people who have played against him, maybe even coached against him. You know, the California Kansas City connections is always there. And I'm just speaking of myself, because I've played at least with two people from my basketball career that's either played against him or know him personally. I don't know Kobe Bryant personally, never met him, but I believe in the AAU circuit, I probably played against him, not even recognizing it, because we're the same age, and I know I was in that basketball world at the time. But my high school teammate, which is Earl Watson, I'm a year older than Mr. Watson, and people don't know Earl Watson was an 12-year NBA vet from UCLA, graduated from Washington High School in 1997. I graduated in 96. And of course, he went on, got drafted, I want to say to the Memphis Grizzlies at the time. And then from there, he's made several NBA teams. He's played for a host of teams, from the Utah Jazz to the Portland Trail Blazers to the Supersonics, to the Oklahoma Thunder, the Indiana Pacers. And I still tease him when I see him, you know, here in Kansas City. When I see, I say, hey, man, you know, let's go ball right now. I'll take you right now. We was always competitive. And Earl is a great guy. He as well has a daughter and a son, a great family man. And, you know, I go at him. I'm like, hey, man, you know, I'll take you right now. He's like, man, you can have it. You can have it. We was at a local kind of a hangout spot. And, you know, Earl played with and against Kobe. And I'm getting to my point to where this Kansas City LA connection happened. And also, too, with not only Earl, Tyronn Lue, who I believe went to Ray South, you know, played with Kobe in one of those championships. And Tyronn Lue, I played against Tyronn Lue in the Bell League back in back in the late 90s, early 2000s, before or right after he left the Nebraska Cornhuskers when he got drafted and when he started playing for the Lakers. So, you know, I'm connected just as much, not maybe as much as these high-profile athletes, but I've known people who've known Kobe Bryant in such a way that they play with him on the court and they know him off the court. And to me, it's all about just showing respect and love. I'm glad to see that the NBA has decided to make this year's All-Star Game some sort of a tribute to Kobe Bryant. And there's even also other talks about, you know, recognizing him in so many ways off the court for what he has done for the league. You know, and what can we say? I mean, Kobe, to me, embodies everything that we know about when it comes to living, loving, and choosing to do the right thing. Kobe just had that mindset. So you got to think about it. This is not just a person who played basketball, got all these accomplishments, and then, you know, said, I'm quitting the game. Nah, he went out on a big, huge outburst. His very last game was televised, and I think Shaq said it most. Shaq said, hey, Kobe, I want to see you hit 50 when the game is over with. Well, Kobe, doing what he always does, he exceeds expectations, and he hit 60 points in that game. And it was a way to go out. And so I believe God put that in Kobe's hands to show the world once again that if I'm going to start being the best, I'm going to end on being the best too. Nobody in the league has ever done that. I mean, you got to think about that for a second. That's pretty impressive. Michael Jordan never did nothing like that. People always say, well, you know, Michael Jordan has done everything as Kobe's done a little bit better. I beg to differ. One thing, and then this, I can brag about this, Michael Jordan scored 63 points in the game. That was against the Boston Celtics. But Kobe Bryant scored a total of 81 points in the game. And that ain't been done to that level since Wilt Chamberlain. So, you know, it's to me, it's not necessarily about statistical stats and things like that that are viewed that makes Kobe great. Even though on paper, the numbers do show, but it was about what he has done during the whole process of seeing this young kid grow up literally in front of our eyes on TV and raising a family while he's doing that. So to see this traumatic tragedy happen the way that it happened with his daughters and with the seven other people that was involved, you know, it's a tragic moment. And my heart goes out to those, the seven individuals from the pilot who was piloting the helicopter to the other parents and individuals involved. You know, your heart gotta goes out to them. And my heart does. And, you know, I'm just really praying that the world opens up their eyes and seeing that life is so precious and that, you know, every chance you get, you need to be calling, you know, your loved ones and telling them, hey, man, I love you. Hey, what's going on, pops? What's going on, mom? I love you guys, you know, and stop living life like it's, you know, like every breath you're taking is guaranteed, because it's not. So you just hopefully can, you know, remind yourself on a daily basis that, you know, life is worth living. And how you live your life, you think ain't nobody watching you, but it's a lot of people who are. And the main people who are watching you are your kids. And so I believe Kobe recognized that in his lifetime. So he wanted to leave a positive note so that, and a legacy behind to his girls to say, hey, you know, when I'm dead and gone, this is what I'm leaving back for you and for you to remember. And I believe he did that. I just, you know, the way that it happened, I hope it didn't have to happen this way where he lost one of his daughters. But man, you know, look at what he's done. Look at the people he's influenced both on and off the court. Look at the professionals he has proven wrong and all the critics that said he's too cocky or he's too arrogant or he shoots too much. They used to call him Shelby Bryant, saying that he was a showboat or all of those things. Well, now we can look at it and say, hey, you know, now his career is over. Look what he's done. I mean, and it just goes to show what another man can do with one life into recognizing and people seeing his gifts, his talents, and his ability for millions, if not billions, of people to see. I believe he left a positive mark on the whole world. And he left a fingerprint for other athletes to model and to try to do, whether they're living right now or not, or if they want to be on the basketball court, they want to be off the basketball court. You don't necessarily have to play the game to be great, but you can do stuff both on and off the court to show your greatness, and that's okay. One of the things I love about, you know, being who I am, I have an opportunity to listen to great speakers. And one of the great speakers who I love to listen to is Joyce Myers. And I listened to her message today, as I do almost every day. And her topic was called, "If the First You Don't Succeed, You're Normal." I thought that was pretty cool. If the first time you don't succeed, you're normal. Basically, we've all thought that the first time you don't succeed, you got to try again. Well, yeah, that's true too. But guess what? You're normal. If you make a mistake, if things happen, it's okay. You don't have to beat yourself up. You don't have to make yourself feel a certain way. You don't have to condemn yourself. It's a normal thing to happen if you don't get it the first time. And if you look at Kobe's story and understand that he didn't just become great overnight, it took years for him to get to that way. And the fact that he started so young and his worth ethic was such a great flag of what he has represented throughout the league, a lot of people don't understand that, man, that took a lot of guts, that took a lot of strength, power, a lot of resiliency, and a mindset that, you know, hard work pays off. But it's going to take you a few times to fail in order for you to move forward. So I'm great to end my podcast, but I just wanted to show my love, my richest and deepest condolences to him and his family. Kobe to me was like, I felt like I knew him, even though I've never really met him personally. But I felt like if I would have known him, I would have been like, man, we could have hung out for days and talked for hours and became friends. So I just wanted to, you know, let people know that Kobe Bryant's life will always be remembered. People will always know who he is. And you too need to be more recognizable about your life and the legacy that you build for your kids and your children, let alone yourself, because people are looking at you whether you know it or not, and you never know. Life is not guaranteed for you every single day, so you need to live life like it is your last day or your last second. Use every day of your existence to be a positive influence for others, and let every footstep you take be a trailblazer for others to follow, that they may have faith and that they could, you know, in result, have a bright future for themselves, so where they can be successful and pass on their good works to others. So, as Kobe would say, Mamba out. I'm about to be out, but I wanted to tell you guys, please pray for that family. Please pray for Vanessa and all of those kids. And, you know, the world is shocked And I believe God maybe have taken Kobe away just so that everybody could know that for several reasons. But the main reason is that he has a better plan for everybody and to shock the world, for everybody to, you know, start spending more time with your families and to love more on each other. Be safe, be good, be free, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God bless you guys. This is John Hudson with Focus Driven. Peace.